Engage for Success Radio, raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there's a better way to work.
Good afternoon and welcome to show 189 and our first show of 2017. So we're going to be talking today about the three most valuable types of branding every company will need to achieve when focused on improving and sustaining employee engagement. I'm Jo Dodds, your host for today. I'm a social engagement consultant working with the Engage for Success movement, leading on digital. The Engage for Success movement is an inclusive movement committed to the idea that there is a better way to work by releasing more of the capability and potential of people at work. We spread the word about employee engagement and shine a light on good practice, and we're widely supported across the UK, involving the public, private and third sectors. If you go to our website, engagesuccess.org, you can use the link at the top to join our newsletter list. We usually mail out on a Friday. And if you tweet, please share your thoughts using our hashtag, which is #E4S, and that's with the number 4. And also, if you go to LinkedIn, you can join our LinkedIn group. And we do also have a Yammer group. If you go to engagesuccess.org/Yammer, you can request an invite to that group. All our social media links are at the top of our homepage, and hopefully you're a regular listener, and if you are, you will, or maybe you can take the time to go to our iTunes profile and leave us a review so that other people can find the show and benefit from all the information we have here. We've been running for over 4 years now, so lots of great content to find on the website under the radio show archive. My guest today is Natasha Davis, who's the founder and CEO of Impact Branding and coming to us from Atlanta in Georgia. Hi, Natasha. Great to have you with us.
Hi, Jo. I'm really excited to be here. Looking forward to dialoguing and learning more about what you guys are doing and sharing some great knowledge. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for joining us, as I said. So start by telling us a bit about who you are and what you do with your organization.
Absolutely. So Impact Branding is a brand development and public relations management company. We're a consulting firm located in Atlanta, Georgia, and we have satellite offices in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And so what we basically do is we work with healthcare organizations, government agencies, and professional membership-based organizations to help them to create a brand that has a lasting impact. Our entire goal is to put the systems and strategies in place to ensure that they are unforgettable in the hearts of their consumers. In this day and age, there's so much marketing and branding and PR and news that's out there. We help our clients to really have a lasting impact with all that noise, quote unquote noise that's going on. So that's what we specialize in doing. We have a great time doing it as well because we just love helping to expand and to grow organizations and companies. And so here in Atlanta, we're headquartered here in Atlanta, but we work in several places. We are also, available internationally. We've done work in Trinidad and Tobago. We've also done work in the various states here in the United States. So that's who we are, and that's what we do. We have been around for a little over 11 years, going on 12 years now. And as for myself, my background for 16 years is a nurse. I was a registered nurse for 16 plus years and specialized in trauma care and emergency care, did a lot with process improvement, and looked at ways to not only improve processes, but also to develop processes as well. And so once I emerged out of that, I went on to the business side of things and took all of that knowledge and translated it over to the business side. So I tell people that prior to business, what I did as a nurse is I saved lives. And now as a branding strategist, I save companies. So that's who we are.
Lovely. I love the fact that you've got a background that is really connected with the customers, the clients that you're working with now, but also so diverse, I guess, from what you were doing originally.
Yes, Absolutely, absolutely, and it lines up. A lot of there are a lot of branding companies and PR companies that are around that serve the healthcare industry. But oftentimes, what is found in once a whole bunch of money has been expensed, basically, what they find is that they didn't understand healthcare or they didn't understand our industry, and so therefore, some of the strategies or principles that were put in place were not cohesive and sustainable within that industry. And though, as we're going to be talking about today, though there are some traditional standardized ways to do branding, you have to still niche market it to certain industries because certain types of branding and certain types of PR doesn't just naturally cross every industry. So having that specialty definitely helps our clients to get the results that they're looking for. And our sweet spot also is to make sure that we get results fast. You know, this is not the day and age to wait for months, years on end to see results. So we put systems in place to get results quickly.
Mm-hmm. So let's start by talking a bit about what branding is then. So tell us more about your view on what branding is all about.
Absolutely. So branding has somehow been miscommunicated because people have taken branding and they've somehow buried it and they've pulled marketing up. And so people have been using branding and marketing in the wrong way. So one thing I like to do is just clear it up. Most people think that logos is a branding move or a website is a branding move. Social media, digital marketing, even advertising is a branding move. And so what I'd like to make sure people understand is that's not branding, that's marketing. And marketing sits under the umbrella of branding. Okay? Branding is what happens, what the company does to ensure that it is sustainable. Branding is the driving force behind sustainability of any company. And when we look at branding, it is that long-term strategy. Marketing is a short-term strategy. We do marketing to either get a client, to be seen, you know, things of that nature. Branding is the process, a process that's put in place to help the company shift from just being recognized to having actual equity, having brand equity. And the only way to have brand equity is to be strategic. Things that would fall in branding would be pricing strategy, content strategy. What does your team development look like? What is the actual position of the brand? What's the client makeup? Who do we go after? Under branding is once you figure these things out, then we'll know how to go put together an effective and an efficient marketing campaign. Branding is the culture of the company. Branding supports the business model of the company, and we understand that the business model helps to create and deliver the service and the products to our client base. Right, so when we think about that, branding is the umbrella. It is the arm, and then everything else falls under the branding umbrella.
Yeah, so it's the sort of who we are as opposed to the
Correct.
What we're
Correct.
Saying to people about it sort of thing. Yeah, okay, cool. So Correct. How does that
Correct.
Then impact on the employee engagement side of things? I can immediately see loads of connections myself. Expand on that a bit mm-hmm. for us.
Absolutely. So when we think about the connection between employee engagement, if we are going to identify the ideal team to deliver to our ideal client, we have to say, okay, here's the type of client, here's the type of employees that we want because these are the clients we want to serve. And if we don't communicate with, if we don't reach the hearts of our employees, we're never going to get what we need, the productivity out of our employees. One of the key things most companies forget to strive to do, especially large companies, it's not enough to hire someone and just hire them into the position. In order to have a sustainable, impactful company, we have to not only just hire someone in, but when we hire them in, we have to communicate and interact with them to convert them to be ambassadors. So you bring them in as a team member, as an employee, but if you interact with them accordingly, then you can convert them to be brand ambassadors. Unfortunately, what's happened over the past couple of years, and Joe, I know you'll be able to relate with this, being in the industry that you're in, there has been this very interesting shift in the trend of employee engagement. Employee engagement has gone down to, we'll make sure we give you good health care benefits and things of that nature, and we'll have an ice cream social, you know, we'll make sure mm-hmm. we do little things like that in the office. However, that does not constitute effective and efficient employee engagement. Employees not only want to be heard, but they want to be respected, and they would like their input to be implemented. And one of the things that an organization will easily be known for, they ask for input, but they never actually implement it. That's one way for an organization to hurt their brand relating to employee engagement. If an organization says we are for our employees and we're going to do different surveys, employee engagement surveys are really big, but we do this employee engagement survey, they call them vital signs, in different arenas. So we do this employee engagement. If we then take the employee engagement and we don't implement anything that the employees have given us, the brand is hurt because the employees will say, well, they really don't care what we think anyway. That already stifles the engagement potential of the employee, and the employer will never really get the most out of their brand ambassadors, right? And they'll also never really hear this real feedback from their employees. So that's one way to ensure that we are looking at the brand and tying it into the employee engagement. Those are some very simple things. Another area of huge importance is companies are shifting from looking at employees as the whole employee. An employee is a mother. They're a husband, they're a wife, they're a father, they're a brother, they're a son, they're a daughter, right? They are the person that either wants to go work out and be healthy or wants to be at their daughter or son's recital. So we have to remember as a company, when we look at our employees, we can't only look at our employees as an individual that performs a task at the company. We have to now look at the employee as a whole unit. So when we put together a package or an initiative to attract employees, to hire and then to retain them, we have to be able to put packages together and campaigns together that looks at the entire employee as a whole person, not just a person that we're hiring for this particular position. And some organizations have made that distinction and have made that shift. There was actually a report and a research done by Harvard Business Review. And it was in 2013. The big talk was, how do we impact the performance of our employees through engagement? And they did a huge study. And I'll tell you, one of the key things that they found was that when they did the survey, 72% of the companies, by way of their employees, they were not high performers because they did not feel engaged. They lost 72% of performance and productivity just simply by not effectively engaging their employees. And so if we can look at that and say, well, how do we make sure if we take care of our employees, the employees will take care of the company. And that's something mm-hmm. that used to happen. And somehow along the way, that got pushed aside. And for some crazy reason, that got pushed aside, you know, that's focus. Let's take care of our employees. And if we take care of our employees, then they will take care of the company. The company could come to the employees and say, here's what we need to execute the mission and the vision. Here's our goal. Here's where we're going this year. Come with us. Help us get there. Mm-hmm. And see, that's one of the things sometimes organizations, the larger they get, it fell off, and we need to bring that back. So when we look at our brand from an employee engagement standpoint, we have to really look at, are we taking care of our employees?
Mm-hmm. It strikes me that in the sectors that you work in healthcare and government particularly, that you have people who are probably very engaged with their client, regardless of whether the organization is doing a good job at engaging them or being clear about their brand, because that would tend to attract people who care, they want to save people's lives, or they care, they want to do something that will impact people's lives. So you could end up with engaged employees, but not with the brand because of the way that the organization is then operating. Is that something that that you see in your experience that you've got quite engaged people, but not necessarily with the right things?
That's a great point and a great question. So what we find over the years that we've been doing business, especially in healthcare, we find someone engaged with their profession, and that's a difference.
Yeah.
I'm engaged with my profession. So what does that mean? I like my profession very much in healthcare or in government. So guess what? The person or the next company with the next highest bid, I'm going to leave and go to them. In search of feeling wanted and being respected and being appreciated. That's why employee turnover these past few years have been astronomical across the board. There are hospitals, healthcare organizations, and even agencies that their turnover exceeds 15%. And that's extremely high. Any company that is experienced in any month or quarter an employee turnover of 15 double-digit percentage, that is extremely high. And when we have high turnover, it impacts performance of everyone, because if you sat in the desk next to me and you leave mm-hmm. disgruntled, I'm afraid now because I feel like I'm going to be the last one left here. So what happens? I begin to start seeking employment elsewhere because there's no more stability. It's volatile environment. So that's where when you start seeing people, what we call jumping ship, that's what's happening. People no longer feel stable. Another thing is if a team member had to be terminated, companies have to go back to the place where they explain sometimes their actions. When staff starts to see termination happening, again, it's volatile environment. Guess what? I'm going to go find employment elsewhere because I may be next. So you have people that are engaged with their profession, not engaged with what's happening in the organization. In healthcare,
yeah.
The nurse and the doctor, they're not going to do anything to harm the patient because that's just not going to happen. But they're never going to go above and beyond to make sure that the organization is the best. What would that look like? A team or a staff that's engaged with their profession won't respect, and we're going to talk about healthcare, they're not going to respect that I don't need to take a handful of gauze pads to take care of this patient. I only really needed three. So now waste yeah. increases, which means the budget is going to increase because when you look at PAR levels, you're wondering how come we keep running out of gauze pads so fast when we don't need to. Why? You have employees that are not engaged and aligned with the organization, so they don't care about what happens. Waste goes up, and also productivity goes down significantly. They'll take care of the patient. We won't harm the patient. You know, we'll
yep.
deliver the care for the patient, but I'm not going to go above and beyond for the organization because I'm really only here for a check. And that's
yeah.
the most detrimental, that's the detrimental staffing body to have, is a staffing body that's only there for the check.
Yeah. So when we put the sort of information out about what we were going to be talking about today, we said that we're going to talk about the three most valuable types of branding every company needs to achieve
yes.
when focusing on sustaining employee engagement and improvement. What are those three types of branding?
Yes. So when I wrote my second book, Be Unleashed, we talked about a lot of things. We're talking about building a brand. And in the Be Unleashed book, the concepts that I've developed over the past few years, there are three types of brands that every company has to achieve. The first type of brand is a visual brand. What happens when the market sees your organization or sees your message? What happens? That's visual branding. Emotional mm-hmm. branding. How does the market feel when they're exposed to your brand, your message, your logo, your organization, your environment? How do they feel? And the third
yeah.
type is auditory. What happens in the market when they hear the name of your business, the name of your organization, and so forth? So in branding, every company has to make sure they lay out 1, 2, 3. What's our visual brand? What's our emotional brand? And what's our auditory brand? You can have
yeah.
a beautiful logo, a beautiful building. It smells absolutely precious. But the service and the care and the delivery of products when I experience the business is bad. That's the emotional brand. That's going to be shifted. That person will have deep-rooted fear of going to this company or organization or hospital or business because emotionally I fear that this company will not take care of me. So that's the emotional. Auditory also. Are people saying good things or bad things? What's the message in the marketplace? That's the auditory brand. And so every company has to be very careful. They have to build a brand on intention. Visual, emotional, and auditory brand has to be built for any organization.
And so the visual branding is sort of a bit of what you said at the beginning. That's the bit that most people sort of see as being branding. It's the marketing piece in lots of cases, as you say, the logo and so on. The emotional and the auditory, in this day and age with social media, as well as just people using services, that's where presumably the employees really have that impact and how they're feeling impacts on the clients. Tell us a bit more about that.
Absolutely. So if we have we're going to look at two sectors, right? We have one sector that's the employees, which you've got to work to convert them into brand ambassadors because they are your customers and clients as well. If your employees won't eat at your restaurant that they work in, they won't go to the hospital that they work in, they won't participate in the law office that they work in, if the employees themselves won't do it, guess who else won't do it? All of their friends and all of their family. Then you have this other separate segment, which is the marketplace, which are the people that don't work there. What happens with them? Every single customer that comes in has to be treated a certain way. That's that business model. We have to look at how do we take care of them there, because here's a visual I want to give everyone. If I'm walking down a street and there's a big gaping hole, right? Am I not going to do stuff to warn people that there's danger, there's a big gaping hole, I'm going to put up signs, I'm going to do something, make noise to let people know, be careful, there's a big gaping hole, there's danger. They're going to tell every single person they come across if they come to your establishment and they have a very bad experience. Everyone they come across, they're going to tell them. However, if I'm going and there's no big gaping hole, then I don't have to stand here and warn anyone. If I'm just going to tell one person, hey, you know what, I had a great experience, that's a great road, just keep going. That person will stay in that one place and just talk to one person as opposed to someone that had a bad experience. They're going to tell everyone. So the impact of having a bad experience is very, very important. We have to be careful that even if a customer comes and has a bad experience, there should be a system and a process in place on how to rectify that. How do we appease someone that has not been pleased? We have to be careful. That's the emotional brand, and you want to look at it in the reverse. I want to make sure you had a great experience because you're going to go tell people, and if someone asks you about the services here, you're going to tell them with glee, it was great, you must use them, keep using them. Word of mouth business is one of the most powerful, inexpensive types of marketing any company can use. I don't care where you are, right? And so we have to value our word of mouth, which is going to impact those three brands, visually, emotionally, and also in the auditory sense as well.
So let's turn that back into, again, the employee engagement piece and how things are changing. You talked about people doing surveys and then not necessarily listening to what their employees have said. What are some of the things that are starting to happen and should be happening within organizations to really sort of tie that engagement in with the branding?
Absolutely. Some of the things that we want to look at is creating an environment of where there's work-life integration, not balance. Everyone keeps touting, we're going to have work-life balance. Well, you know what? That's a farce. There's no such thing as balance because balance means that, and I talk about this in the book, Be Unleashed, I talk about it. There's no way to have balance. Balance means that I have to get rid of something to pay attention to another. However, if I have integration, if I'm able to integrate the whole person, then I'm able to create a process where, okay, you know what, that might require more attention from me this week, but next week it won't. And so the person won't feel torn. They won't feel conflicted. And that's another piece of the puzzle that we also look at. That's going to also tie back into engagement. When a company looks at how do we have work-life integration, that looks like I have a mother here that's a single mother, okay, but she has to go to her daughter's graduation, but she's supposed to work today. Well, you know what? Let her get the day off instead of stressing her about it, and then she has to either choose, do I miss this one experience that I'm never going to get back again, or do I stay at work and feel guilty and be angry that my job couldn't understand as a single mother I had to go or I wanted to go? Have work-life integration. Another thing is to look at focusing on an environment that's about results. People that think that get paid for what they do as opposed to what they solve will always grumble and complain. If the environment is focused around solutions, then no one will complain because now you have an engine. Now you got people on this track. Did you turn your employees into brand ambassadors, which is an engine for productivity? If we focus on results and solutions and not on you get paid for what you do, but what you solve, now we don't have people that grumble and complain because they're focused on being a provider of solutions. So those are some of the key trends that we need to now look at when we are onboarding and looking at engaging with our employees. People want to feel like they've added or they've contributed to the advancement and to a movement. And if companies now convert their conversation that we are a movement, people will align, they will onboard as ambassadors and not just individuals coming for a check. And that is what branding will do.
Yeah. And as we said already, the whole word of mouth thing, having had a great experience as an employee, telling other people from a sort of recruitment point of view helps with that whole branding piece as well, doesn't it? About being able to attract more people into the organization because the people there are having a great experience and are sharing that with potential recruits as well.
Exactly. Really looking at that whole piece of the puzzle. I think that, in my opinion, I think most companies try to do their best. They really do. They try to do their best, but somehow things start to, you know, one thing takes over the other. But if we sit down in a boardroom and we look at the entire picture, these are the things that will make the difference. Deloitte, which is one of the largest leading organizations here for surveys and also for branding, marketing, things like that, they work on a whole bunch of different campaigns. They even did a big study where they talked about what does engagement even mean? What does that really mean? Is it only surveys? And that was a great conversation. Is it only surveys? And how do we make that a top of mind issue that we are now looking at our entire employee body, our base of employees, and asking them, what do you want? Because see, one of the other aspects, which this would be a whole nother show, is we have generational gaps. We have to look at our millennials. We have to look at our X gens, our Y gens. We got Z generation coming up. Right? We have to look at all of our generations. We have a generational gap that has to be fulfilled. We cannot treat the 40-year-old employee the same as we treat the 22-year-old or the 25-year-old. We can't even communicate the same exact way. So we have a gap in our generations, and how do we bring all of these different, the diversities, pull them together so that we can accomplish the same goal, you know? And so when we look at engagement, that's another key thing. We have to engage on that level as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we've just got a sort of minute and a half left. Any final comment about anything?
What I can say is, absolutely. My final comment, what I can say is, again, let's go back to the place where we value our employees. And the key thing is to not hire or not only seek to hire staff to fill a position, but let's start hiring people and convert them to brand ambassadors. When you have brand ambassadors, that's going to drive the organization forward. Let's not forget who helps the company grow. You know, again, what's the saying? People don't quit their job. They quit their bosses. They quit the company. They're professionally aligned. I love my profession, but I'm going to quit the company. I'm going to quit the job. I'm gonna lead the boss. You know what I mean? So we look at that, and of course, a lot of great information you can get in the Be Unleashed book. We're talking about building a brand, a lot of great tools and information, and we talk about how to go to work-life integration and how to implement those three types of branding as well.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely. Thank you, Natasha. Really enjoyed having you on the show. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. I appreciate it.
And just to let you know, next week, Joe Moffat will be talking to David Evans of MNX. And we'll catch you then.
Engage for Success Radio, raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there's a better way to work.